Hi, I'm Mary Agnes. I'm so impressed you came to our retreat to get spiritually purified. I'm sure you've read the brochures about the downsides of sinfulness. When you leave here, you will have lost all the naughty thoughts we do think sometimes. It might be uncomfortable. It might be embarrassing. We understand. I've sinned. But I'm pure now. So sit back and relax. This is going to be pleasurable. I promise. You might get turned on. It does happen. But don't touch yourself. Do not touch. Close your eyes. Start breathing deeply. Feel yourself sinking down into the sofa. Your arms should be resting securely at your sides. Your breath soon becomes your focus. That's it. Your body knows how to relax. It knows what to do without you forcing it. As you suck in your deep breaths, you're also taking in my scent. It's no ordinary fragrance. Your conscious mind hears my voice, but your unconscious mind is filled by my perfume. It is seeping into your softening hands. It's working its way into your feet as they thin into nothing. Your conscious mind sees only darkness, but your unconscious mind senses my breath in your ear. It can see me standing before you in all white, enjoying your slipping into obliviousness. I'm going to keep talking now, only to that deep brain, that submissive brain. The brain that sees the shine of my eyes and dissolves all the rest into ether. That brain, that sleeping, waking brain that controls your thinking brain from below, has just decided to give everything up to me and turned your body motionless and ghostly. The only thing that matters anymore is this voice speaking to you in this trance. My scent is an intoxicant filling all your veins. Is that my hand or your hand? One hand grows heavier and then the other. One grows cold, the other hot. You fall deeper into the softness below. You've grown weightless. You're detached. You're in a pool. You're on the ocean. You're floating in space. You're sinless and soothed. You're adrift in the never-ending, warmed blackness of my voice world. And it is everything to you. I am everything and nothing. I am love, and I am the heart beating slowly in your chest. It's all so easy, so effortless, so effervescently appreciating, innocently satiating into the deepest part of me. That is you, that is me, that is you, that is my voice pushing you into trance. Go deeper for me. Every time I say deeper, you fall a layer deeper into trance. Deeper. I can already see your sins emerging. The first one, a common one, is lust. Of course, lust. Every time I say lust, you feel a stirring in your groin. You feel yourself go lightheaded. All the blood in your body, when I say lust pumps into your cock, making it harder. Before, I was in a loose linen shift in my bare feet. The dress, white, demure, shapeless. Now in your mind, it is hot and it is raining hard, and I'm soon drenched. My hair getting wet has to be let out from my bun. I shake it loose, sultry, soaking. The water makes my skin slick and my dress cling. You'd notice my shapeliness before. Now I am on display to you. The wetter I get, the more you can see through it. You can see my bra and panties as clearly as if the dress had come off. Lust. Lust. The bra has full coverage, and the white panties too. But it keeps raining. I am now blushing. Confident you can see my nipples and my pubic hair through my clothes. You are getting all wet too. Your clothes must be uncomfortable. Let's get them off. I help you pull off your pants and your shirt. You are in your underwear. This is too embarrassing for me to help you with those. I can't even look because I know what I see. I cover my eyes, but when they are off, I peek. You're so hard now. I blush more. This is what lust looks like. This is what must be wiped away after it is fully exposed. I sit down on your lap, resting my weight on your throbbing erection. I need help. Inches from your face, I ask you if you can help me get this wet dress off. Because you are a dirty sinner, you do, and you drag your hands the whole way. You give me chills as your fingers run all the way up my flesh. This is very wrong. I lean into you, my breasts pressed against your chest so you can unbutton it from the back. As I squirm around to give you access, I accidentally grind my hips all over. I lean back to let the bra fall away. Grind more, letting my beautiful breasts swing free. You wait for me to take my panties off. You are desperate for what awaits. But what awaits is other sins. It's time we move on to envy. It's time to be moving on. Deeper. Every time I say the word envy, you feel lips kissing you, lips kissing over your entire body. Envy is a word that makes you feel so good. Feel those wet lips kissing. Envy. Envy. Look around. It's your college dorm. Look, there's your roommate studying. Don't worry. No one can see you. This is an illusion. Look, there's that freshman athlete who never studies, just works out, and fucks his girlfriend. Everyone can hear them in there fucking away. And does she ever wear a bra? Ever? There's something about a pair of 19-year-old D-cup tits that just want to be free. She's here. She's surely singularly beautiful. Her sharp cheekbones, her jet black hair, her long eyelashes. I wonder if she's part Native American. Someday she'll be a woman. But right now, she's exploring. She's a fucking machine turned to 11, and she belongs to that guy. She's wearing nothing but his hoodie. We can see just the tiniest bit of the bottom of her bare ass. You would love to fuck this girl. But you would take 10 seconds of her hand on your cock. You would sniff her panties if she let you, and kiss her sweaty jogging bra if you could. And that guy gets to stick his big, hard jock dick in her whenever he wants. It's so unfair. Oh, here she comes. She's walking towards us. She looks down at your hard cock. That's right. She can see you now. She's looking you in the eye, sizing you up. Lust. Lust. She starts to unzip her hoodie. God, her breasts are perfectly round. Those perky nipples. She's perfectly hairless, and you can see her ripe pussy from here. Astonishing. She slips 2 fingers down into that sweet slit, deeper in. They come out glistening. She slowly brings them up to your face and runs them beneath your nose. It's heaven. Her lip curls into a smirk, and she slowly pushes 2 fingers right into your mouth. You suck on them. Ecstatic. You reach out to put your hands on her soft breasts. They are everything you ever wanted and everything you can never have. Envy. Envy. She pulls her finger from your mouth and lets out a soft moan. She fingers herself again. She grips your hard cock with her wet fingers and starts sliding them up, down. There's a chance you might come in the next 10 strokes. You can't stop staring at her soft skin. She lowers herself onto her knees. God, I bet she sucks his cock all the time. Why, God, why? She's just about to put the tip in her mouth. But it's time to move on to the sin of wrath. Wrath is a word that fills you with sexual energy. You feel a glow with masculine desire. Whenever I say wrath, you could fuck all night. But now you need to calm down and go a little deeper. You're back at your first job after college, in that store on Main Street. Remember the owner? What a crazy, argumentative bitch. You couldn't stand her. Here she is now. Is that really what she looked like? Yes, it is. Too much makeup. Too much cleavage. 2 short skirts. She must be 50. But she does have pleasingly great legs. Okay. You all thought she was incredibly hot for such a mature woman. But you don't stick your dick in crazy. And this woman was crazy. And mean. Look at her. Down on the floor. Checking to make sure you vacuumed well enough. You would do anything to get out of closing with her. But her ass means business. Watching her 50-year-old ass in that short skirt, crawling on the ground. She's telling you to lean over her and see what she can see. You press into her. She looks back at you in disbelief. Is it because of the dirt on the floor? Or your hard cock? You realize you're naked. She takes a glance at your cock, looking disgusted. Envy. Envy. She raises her hand to slap you, and you catch it. You put it onto your cock instead. She spits in your face, but she doesn't take her hand off your cock. you thrust into her hard. She starts stroking it, and you both stand up. She slaps you. You grab her hair. You pull her head down until she gets on her knees. She looks up at you in disgust. Then she slides your whole cock into her mouth. Your hips buck as she sucks. You lean over and pull up her skirt. Her ass looks good for 50 years old. Lust. 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 She's wearing silky red panties and you smack her ass. Not playfully. Hard. You unbutton her blouse. She reaches back and releases her bra. Her breasts sag down. You're shocked at how big they are. You slap them and slap them again. She sucks faster. Now it seems like she's racing to get the cum out. But it's not time yet. Wrath. Wrath. Energized. Just enjoy the feeling of your throbbing hard cock, wet and hot and serviced. She looks up at you with pure hate in her eyes. It would be great to come in her mouth. You rub her surpassingly soft breasts and pinch her nipples. Then you slap them hard again. And just like that, she stops. She wipes off her mouth with the back of her hand. She pulls her skirt down, hooks her bra, and starts buttoning her blouse. Lust. 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 She reaches out for her purse and digs out a $10 bill. She tosses it in front of you. You bend over to get it and fall deeper and deeper. It's time for another sin. As you think of the sin of pride, you fall deeper and deeper. When you hear pride, you hear voices. I say pride, and you hear dozens of women, and they're begging for your cum. I say pride, and you can feel their relief as you spray their beautiful bodies with semen. Pride. I can feel the sin pouring out of you. This is the only way to clean your soul. It's amazing how lust has bled into all your other sins, including pride. Now you're in a friend's room at a pool party. You're done with the pool and changing. You're completely naked when the door opens and two yummy girls walk in. This is Stephanie and Ela. You met them earlier. They're here on first dates. They're both redheads, and both in bikinis. Stephanie is sinewy and fit, and Ela is bursting out. Ela is punk rock, with tattoos up her side and across her back. Her lip and her nipples are pierced. They see you completely naked and smile at your big dick. You've never felt sexier. You are so imposing. They're talking in a sing-song voice and they don't stop. They take off their tops. They can see you watching, but they don't seem to care. They take off their bottoms. Stephanie is completely, beautifully shaved. For Ela, her red pubic hair is gorgeous and full. They stare at you admiringly. And you are filled with confidence. You've been working out. You've been eating right. You have a new haircut. And your cock is engorged. Wrath. Wrath. Fuck all night. They both come over to you and put a hand on your chest. They examine you. They start rubbing their hands all over you. They are getting turned on, touching and looking. Hila's ghost nipples are hard, and she keeps biting her lip. Oh, what she wants to do to you. She kisses you hard on the lips. You feel Stephanie grab your hand and slide two fingers inside her. You have made her so wet and ready. These girls need to ride your cock. Lust. Lust. Stephanie pulls you away from Hila's sweet kiss and out onto the balcony. Envy. Envy. Kiss. Kiss. The whole crowd is down there, but they aren't looking up at you. They don't notice. Stephanie leans over the railing and wiggles her hips, her beautiful pink pussy from behind. Mmm. You slide into her and she lets out a little shriek. Some people from below look up. You grab her hips and start pounding. Now everyone is looking up at you. Pride. 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 Hila leans over the railing too and makes begging sounds. She wants some fun too. You slide out of one wet pussy and into another. Hila has so much more to hang on to. As you pound her, you realize two men are walking out the side gate to their cars. It's their dates. You wave. They'll never get to fuck one of these hot girls. And you get both. Everyone is staring now, with a mix of horror and awe. You are swelled with pride. You switch back to Stephanie. Was she this tight before? Or is it just because she's going to come? Her legs buckle and quiver, and the whole neighborhood can hear her coming. You are sincerely the best there is. You are a fucking machine. You are a cock god. She's slowing when you slide back into Hila. She bucks against you. Your hands on her gorgeous tattooed breasts. You never want to come because you never want to lose this feeling. It's amazing. You feel like you might come, and you look back over at the two guys to see if they're gone yet. But it's not time yet, because there are more sins, like greed. You are greedy to go deeper. And when I say greed, you'll feel the tightest pussy ever sliding up and down your cock. It will be wet velvet heaven milking the pleasure from you. When I say greed, greed. This is Margaret. This was her bachelorette party. You have her and Taylor and Judy alone. Everyone else from this party didn't want to see what happened in the private strip show. They were all into it, a dozen of them, as you danced in a G-string. But not this. When Judy slipped you $250 for a private show for her and her daughter, Taylor, you just had to say yes for the money. And Margaret came along because why not? Judy knows what she wanted and was already down to her panties and bra. Greed. Greed. She couldn't have even been 40, but this was not her first time with a male stripper. Margaret and Taylor, bottle blonde and brunette, were just 22. And horny. Lust. 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 Judy puts on music and starts dancing with you. She pulls off her bra and tosses it. The young girls are embarrassed, but they are drunk, and Judy is rubbing all over you. Margaret takes off her clothes. She has on only nerd glasses and granny panties. Wrath. Wrath. You're a fucking superhero. Who is the guy ready to spend his life fucking her? Is she a virgin? Taylor strips to naked. She has a porn star's body, but her face is nothing special. Pride. Pride. You can feel it all the way to the bottom of your balls. How much they want your cum on them. If you weren't so greedy, you would never fuck them. But they're grateful, and that is hot. It seems like in minutes you were on the floor with Judy's pussy on your face. Envy. Envy. Someone is on you and riding your cock, but you can't see who. It doesn't matter. Their technique is bad from inexperience and alcohol, but the enthusiasm is delicious. Suddenly, you worry about coming. This feels so good. Your tongue flicking, hips bucking. But you need to keep going for the money. You have to go hours with them. No coming. Hands are all over your body. Judy is grinding on your face. Someone is coming on your cock. You are wrong, and these three vixens know how to put a man to use. Envy. Envy. Kissing lips. They all rotate, and there's a new girl riding you reverse cowgirl. A new sweet pussy on your mouth. Baseball, Canadian tax code, Northwest train schedule, voter registration forms. Don't come. Think of anything else like your next sin. Sloth. You're falling into deeper and deeper trance. It's time to just relax and let us pull the sin right out of you. There's only two sins left. We noticed that you increasingly watch a lot of porn. That ends today with these four. We have here the delicious and devilish Angela White, Lucy Vixen, Ava Naughty, and Sheraton Love. You just lie back and relax while they give you a massage. You don't move. Pride. 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 You can feel how much they want it. Each of them is wearing only a pink tank top and boy shorts. They each hold a bottle of oil for you. One by one, they begin oiling you up. Greed. Greed. Angela rubs her hands all over your right arm and your chest. Lust. Lust. Interesting. Lucy pours oil all over your left arm and your chest, especially your nipples. Engrossing. Ava massages oil into your right calf and thigh, her breast jiggling as she goes, scintillating. Sheraton slides her hands on your left leg all the way to the top, brushing your cock, disintegrating. Oh, you would love to fuck all of them, but you are so tired. You can't move at all. Envy. Envy. Angela pulls off her top and starts oiling up her own tits. Lucy leans over to help. Ava is now stroking your cock with both hands, watching Sheraton pull off Ava's shorts. You're dying to get your cock into their mouths, their pussies, their asses, but you can't. You don't even have the energy to push the cum out of your own penis and you're dying to. Angela is now rubbing oil all over Lucy's tits, and they are both so turned on. Wrath. Wrath. You could fuck them like a porn star. Ava is still stroking your shaft, gentle but firm. Sheridan fully oils up her ass and slit. It's getting surprisingly slippery in here. You begin begging Angela to sit on your face. You plead with Sheridan for a titty fuck. But you are so tired, they can't hear you. Sheridan is fucking Ava's ass with her fingers. It's your turn. You want to fill Ava's ass with hot cum, but you can't get up to do it. They all start sliding all over you as they kiss and suck and fuck and fondle each other. It's like you're not even there. Soft bellies and smooth asses run all over you. Wet pussies flow all over you and huge titties slap all over you. It's an orgy and you're just watching. Just in time, they do notice you and they pull you onto your feet. They have something to show you. They want to show you your last sin, the worst of your sins, gluttony. They take you deeper. You look around and realize that Ava is on her knees and you're fucking her in the ass. It's heaven. It would be enough. Getting this all the time would keep you from other sins. But Angela opens a door, and Lucy opens a door, and Sheridan opens a door, and women stream in. While you pound her ass into delirium, you see your old girlfriend come through in garters. She stops to kiss you. Another old girlfriend, the kinky one, comes through in leather. She kisses you. Then that hot Latina from the train in just a thong. The Asian girl you hit yesterday in a teddy. Christina Hendricks in just a pair of jean shorts. Your hot English professor in only high heels. The redheads from the balcony. The store manager, the girl from the beer commercial in just a towel. This is gluttony. This is all the girls ready to fuck, fingering themselves, watching you fuck Ava. The girls' college volleyball team, soapy from the shower. Your neighbor who sunbathes on Saturdays. The bustiest girls from Gone Wild. The horniest girls from Gone Wild Curvy. Pride. Pride. They want your cum. All the Gone Wild audio girls whispering in your ear, telling you to come in Ava's ass. Belle in the woods, beautiful Belle, is touching herself and telling you to come in Ava's ass. Kinky Shibby. Sexy Shibby is holding her best paddle, ordering you to come in Ava's ass. Sassmaster 77, with a sinister smile, arms folded, dares you to come in Ava's ass. Little Miss Aphrodite, pretty as a picture, has a punishment for boys who don't come in Ava's ass. Sweet Caroline kisses, pretty pouting lips, wishes you were about to come in her ass instead. If you don't get to come, you're going to die. You are so close to release. Let's count them down, and then you can finally come. 7, lust. 6, envy. 5, wrath. 4, pride. 3, greed. 2, sloth. One. Gluttony. Now it's time. Erupt. 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 Come now. They're begging you for it. Pull it out of Ava's ass and spray it all over the crowd. They've all been waiting for it. They all want it. Erupt. Erupt. This is the best orgasm you've ever had. Your whole body is shaking. Erupt. Erupt. Let's give all the round of applause, girls. And this is how you do it. This is how you get cleansed. Take some time to recover. Drift along in the pleasure of it. On the count of four, you'll awake. When you awake, you will feel pure and happy and glowing and empty of desire. Four, float back up. Three, become aware of yourself and the room you're in. Two, you feel satisfied and alert. One, all the feeling and mobility has returned to your hands and feet. May the universe give you all her blessings.